Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Welcome back to it. We're only 25 minutes away from the game this afternoon between Penrith and the Cowboys. Joining us for the call of that game will be our great friend and former NRL coach and soon-to-be NRL coach again, perhaps Nathan Brown. G'day, Brownie.
Maroon, how are you, pal?
Just been linked to every job at the moment, mate. What's going on?
No, not much, Maroon. I'm getting plenty of shifts in here, which is good, so it's keeping me busy.
All right. And it pays more.
Link is Centrelink.
It pays more casual at Triple M than NRL coach. Yes, Brownie?
Coaching's probably a bit more my forte, Maroon. I'll say that.
Speaking of NRL coaches, we got one of the best on the phone for a quick chat about their win last night, 22 points to 18 over Parramatta. Of course, I'm talking about the great Des Hasler. Des, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good, mate, and congratulations on that big win last night. A gutsy performance from your mob.
It was, mate. Yeah, the first half it was pretty good. We were, we were pretty consistent in the way we went about it. The second half, we fell away a bit, but it was a much needed win, so it was good to get it at home and against the highly fancy Eels. But yeah, in all fairness, they were a little bit off.
Des, a couple of weeks ago, after that great win over the Raiders, you said it was one of the bravest performances you'd seen from the Seagulls. Where does that one rank last night? I know you had a lot of injuries in that game against Canberra, but I'll tell you what, the way that they shot out of the gates last night, they wanted to win at home.
Yeah, no, I think they're probably a bit disappointed. Like the week before against St. George, I think it was like 34-4, and they were probably more disappointed in the fact that, we were, for the first half, well and truly in that game, and we were just really, really disappointing with the ball in the hand last week. The week before that against the Knights, I thought we did all but win the game. About the only stat we didn't win on was the scoreboard one. So, so to come back to last night and to get away with the win, and I thought they were quite solid. And it was a much needed win, that's for sure. Keeps us in touch.
Hey, Desi, how did Parker wake up this morning after that big collision with Sive? That was a great bit of attitude and defence from the young fella.
He was, yeah. He's always been really solid, Parks, obviously, he's been, no doubt he'll ride a trainer tomorrow and there'll be a few laughs at that. But, he's okay. I think a bit better than what Kyle Felt was a couple of weeks ago anyway.
And Tedesco.
Hey, what's your idea? Hey, Desi Brownie, mate. How are you, pal?
Hey, Brownie. Good, thanks, mate.
That's right, mate. Young Trbojevic, the youngest one that he must be, I don't know, he's about 18 or 19 now. Is he someone that we could see this year, Desi, or is he more down the track one?
Probably more down the track. I won't sort of give you all the reasons in the background, but you're aware of the Canterbury Cup and the fact you can't get any footy on and there's no scrimmage. They're just coming out of 18s. So, and he's also coming off a full Rico. So it'll be, certainly one that that's going to develop. And, it's more than that, about doing as much training as you possibly can and then getting them ready. So it's always a hard judgment, when they're not playing footy. That's the biggest thing. And they've, unfortunately, because of the outbreak of the COVID again in around Sydney, that they've had they've knocked the scrimmage and into scrimmage against clubs on the head as well. So it makes it hard, really.
Yeah, I was going to say, same with young Hopewadi. Have you had a chance? Has he been able to play at all this year yet, Hopewadi? Or?
No, well, he's sort of come also back from a couple of serious knee operations. But, in the last 2 years, the only game of footy he had was 20 minutes in SG ball. So it's, we just have to bide their time, but we get a chance to to develop and to work them. They train hard during the week, and then we use them up as much as possible in the oppose. So, it's good. It puts the club in good shape.
Des, we touched on what a great win it was last night over the Eels there on top of the competition, but also the fact that you're still missing a couple of key personnel. What is the latest on Dylan Walker and also Tommy Turbo?
I think probably 2 to 4 weeks. Dylan's recovery is going really well, so he's probably a real chance in the next fortnight. And Tommy's is just really managing it properly, and that, you know, you'll go back in, they'll have more scans done, so that we just want to make sure that when we cross that T, then it's the right time, because we've still got only halfway through the season, so there's still be a lot of football, so you just want to make sure we get those ones right. So probably in the next month, Hoops, which would be sort of add a little bit more to what we're doing.
Hey mate, I suppose that you're hoping that Aiden Fanua Blake goes and gets his needle, mate, so he can play up in Queensland next week.
Yeah, we've got a case in before the tribunal, the medical tribunal at the moment. Tribunal at the moment, so we'll wait to see what that means.
Okay, well, that's sure, but that'd be a concern for you. I mean, he's such a gun player to have him and to power back, Desi. And I mean, as I understand it, all just comes down to him having this flu shot.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that is quite personal. I think when we state the fact that, you know, different players, some are anti-vax, some have other conditions, some are viewed as sort of medical condition reactions to it. So it's, as I said, it's probably more best served putting it in the hands of the medical people and the advisory people, and that's what we'll do at the moment.
Mm. All right, Des. Well, good to catch up, mate, and congratulations again on your team's just showing so much guts at the moment, and hopefully they get a win against the Cowboys and you're back on track, and we'll see you guys in the finals. But hope to speak to you before then. Thanks, Desi.
Thanks, Sharon. Thanks, boys. Have a good afternoon.
There he is, Des Hasler, joining us on Sunday Triple M NRL. The Sunday Sin Bin is thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, and you heard us there. We've brought in Nathan Brown for the call this afternoon, and you're obviously... I know I tried to link you with a couple of coaching jobs over the last few weeks, Brownie, but nothing doing?
No, nothing doing at this stage, Maroon.
At this stage? Hmm.
Mate, have you taken over as Brownie's agent, or are you looking for a clip or what? Because every time he comes on, you hammer the poor boy.
I can't understand. Listeners would have to agree. Whatever I ask anyone, you defend them. All right? Are you in love with Nathan Brown?
No.
Have you got a crush on Nathan Brown?
You sat here last week and you got the cattle prod out,
as
right?
They used to say.
And you half barbecued him and seared him with that. Mm. And now here we are 7 days later. Mm. Oh, is there anything doing, Brownie?
Well, maybe I've heard something.
Well, go on then, share with the audience and share with the listeners.
Who asked you?
If you've got such good information, why don't you share it?
The audience would be more wanting to know why whatever I say to whoever, you defend them. What is wrong with you?
There's no issue.
Have you got some sort of a man crush on Nathan?
Did Des Hasler call you Dennis?
I thought he did call me Dennis.
Denzo.
I mean, he did. He's a great character, Desi. I love the way he
does. It's funny he didn't jump on and defend him.
I am now.
Boys, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We might have a look at this game this afternoon between Penrith and the Cowboys and have a look at some news that's happening in and around the game of rugby league. For Bryden's Lawyers, 1-800-848-848 here at Triple M.